With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump highlights the swift pace of his action upon his return to the Oval Office.
Since I became the 47th president at noon on Monday, I've been moving with urgency and historic speed to fix every single calamity of the Biden administration that they've created. And this week alone, I took nearly 350 executive actions.
Speaker Mike Johnson and other House Republican leaders say they are very pleased with actions by President Trump during the days of his second term. And Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd says bureaucrats in Washington have weakened policies governing national forests.
They've effectively turned our national forests into national parks. This mismanagement has fueled catastrophic wildfires and set the stage for disasters just like what we've seen in California.
Also at SRNnews.com, four Israeli troops who were taken in the attack that sparked the war in Gaza have returned to Israel after Hamas militants paraded them before a crowd of thousands and handed them over to the Red Cross. Israel later released 200 Palestinian prisoners. Correspondent Sam Minnick reports from the scene in Tel Aviv.
People just witnessed the release of four female soldiers released from Gaza and go into Israel. People were watching on this big screen in the square, hundreds of people, and you could see the feel, the anticipation in the air as it was all happening. And as soon as you saw the hostages, people started screaming and shouting and hugging each other.
UN officials say fighting with M23 rebels in eastern Congo has left six United Nations peacekeepers dead. M23 has made significant territorial gains in recent weeks, encircling the eastern city of Goma, which has had 2 million people and is a regional hub for security and humanitarian efforts. Both the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards are continuing efforts to break up ice and free a freighter that's been trapped in Lake Erie for days. This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia, a number two right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly have involved training and reviews of past complaints. But many schools at the center of the highest profile cases face investigations. This is SRN News. A man who was pushed in front of a moving subway train says he'll ride it again. Here's Keith Peters.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. The 45-year-old was standing on the platform in the West 18th Street station after lunch on New Year's Eve when a hard shove from behind sent him flying off the platform and under the train. A 23-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Keith Peters reporting.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and other online storefronts, but it's not clear if there are many buyers at those prices. TikTok was briefly unavailable to U.S. users over the weekend. You'll find more news and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.